Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 2 Corinthians 10. Now by the mildness and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you, I, Paul, who am humble when face to face with you, but bold when away. I beg you that when I come, I may not need to be as bold as I expect toward those who presume that we live according to the flesh. For though we live in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not the weapons of the flesh. Instead, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every presumption set up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience as soon as your obedience is complete. You are looking at outward appearances. If anyone is confident that he belongs to Christ, he should remind himself that we belong to Christ just as much as he does. For even if I boast somewhat excessively about the authority the Lord gave us for building you up rather than tearing you down, I will not be ashamed. I do not want to seem to be trying to frighten you by my letters. For some say, his letters are weighty and forceful, but his physical presence is unimpressive, and his speaking is of no account. Such people should consider that what we are in our letters when absent, we will be in our actions when present. We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they show their ignorance. We, however, will not boast beyond our limits, but only within the field of influence that God has assigned to us, a field that reaches even to you. We are not overstepping our bounds, as if we had not come to you. Indeed, we were the first to reach you with the gospel of Christ. Neither do we boast beyond our limits in the labor of others, but we hope that as your faith increases, our area of influence among you will greatly increase as well, so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. Then we will not be boasting in the work already done in another man's territory. Rather, let him who boasts boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. This is God's word. Chapters 8 and 9 here in 2 Corinthians were about the collection Paul was coming to receive from the Corinthians. He was concerned, though, that during his visit, some tough love would be required for the Corinthians as well. We saw that in verses 1 and 2. It is unclear who Paul was expecting to have a confrontation with, but it is clear that he wanted to avoid confrontation, if at all possible, by appealing by the humility and gentleness of Christ, as we saw in verse 1, to his potential opponents. If they did not back down, Paul promised to be bold, according to verse 2, in his confrontations with them. That was the opposite of what the Corinthians expected, according to verses 10 and 11. In the past, the Corinthians found his letters to be strong, but his real-life approach to them to be weak. We saw that in verse 10. This time, Paul promised just the opposite, according to verse 11. Paul was confident that he had the spiritual weapons he needed to win the victory in Corinth for Christ. We saw that in verse 4. And what were those weapons? According to verse 5, they were argumentation, and according to verse 6, church discipline. When Paul wrote, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ," when Paul wrote that, he is writing about the battle of ideas, the battle of truth claims. When Paul encountered false teaching, he was more than prepared to defeat their arguments with his own argumentation. He was also capable of subjecting thoughts to the lordship of Christ. What we see in the first six verses of this chapter is that spirituality and clear thinking and communication are not opposites from each other. They're not enemies to each other, but they are partners, in fact, to the glory of God. Unfortunately, there is a lot of false teaching out there that disparages a godly use of the mind to trade it in for something more spiritual. To Paul, using his mind for the glory of God to rebuke and correct false teaching was a deeply spiritual act. Developing his mind was part of living for the glory of God, and so was using it for God's glory and for the good of God's people. I find that a lot of Christians are not readers. We spend little time developing our minds and filling our minds with great content to be used by God. Some even try to set spirituality against the intellect as if they are enemies. But part of following Christ and maturing in Christ is learning to control your own thoughts as well as refuse and refute Satan's thoughts that try to intrude. In addition to spending time daily reading God's word, then, be someone who also regularly reads in order to become more effective in service for Christ. Join a small group or take a class and let us help you identify some weak areas where you can learn to grow in time. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and you can subscribe to these devotionals by email. You can also subscribe to them as a podcast in Apple Podcasts and also in Spotify. And if you'd like to help me with financial support, go to dailypbj.com/support. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.